welcome to Strategic Insights Radio. This broadcast is being sponsored by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. and hosted by the CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp., Vlad Ruz. Vlad is a serial entrepreneur who currently owns four companies, ranging from just under 2 years old to over 7 years old, with net revenues of $175,000 to over $5 million. Today's show will delve into the importance of a legal representation and identity protection for businesses and business owners. Today's special guest on Strategic Insights Radio is Antonio Little L., serial entrepreneur, owner, and CEO of Arcad Associates, Inc. Antonio started Arcad Associates, Inc. in August of 2006. His partner companies include Kroll Incorporated, Go Small Biz, and Legal Shield Services, which allows him to market big legal resources and solutions to small to mid to large size businesses, including ID theft protection, money restoration services, and voluntary group benefits, and a library of affordable legal and business services. Vlad?
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Antonio, for being on our show today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Antonio, first, can you tell me and our listeners a little bit about Arcad Associates and what you provide to your clients?
Arcad Associates, I started, like I said, in 2006. I found Legal Shield. At that time, it was prepaid legal. I was looking for something to do, a business, not just any other business, but direct sales marketing business that actually added value to people's lives. There's a lot of great businesses out there. This is a great country to have direct sales, to do sales directly to the public. But with Legal Shield, it provided services for people to actually help them get out of life situations, from everything from what I found that in the legal system, people have this disconnect with it. Like either they can't afford it or it's not for them. But with Legal Shield, what it provided and what I saw that provided was a level playing field for people who feel that they can't afford it or it's not for them, to bring them into the loop and say it is affordable to you and is available to you.
So what makes Legal Shield a unique concept to small and large businesses?
Particularly price, because we know that for us individuals, over 90% of them are going to have a legal issue throughout the year. And we've known that 60%, if they knew that they had access to legal services, they would use it. As far as the business is concerned, over 65% of them are going to have legal issues sometime during a 12-month period. But as with individuals, business owners sometimes feel that they can't afford it or it's too expensive, and they use this try to wing it and hope that it works for the best. Again, what Legal Shield offers them is the ability to get all their legal questions answered, number one, than to worry about costs. Because in anything, if you know the answers or if you're able to get advice and counseling on the situation, you're more than likely not going to make a bad choice. And what Legal Shield does is provide that business owner the ability to get that consultation that he or she needs to know how, if they can do it, how they can do it, what are the legal rights in doing so. Also, it provides them with the ability to get document review, contract review, and if they still have any kind of debt collecting issues, rather than using a debt collecting company, which is the traditional way of doing it, and getting hammered with 25%+ on that, where they get very little of the money back, should the collecting agency be able to get their matters resolved. With our service, they could have that same amount of service through an actual law firm and get all their money back 100%.
Yeah, definitely. And I know from personal experience that, you know, most five clients that aren't, you know, just usually a letter is enough to get them to reconsider versus, you know, sending them outright to a collection company, which does charge a high fee as well. And obviously, just legal review is huge, because I know we get a lot of clients send us non-disclosure agreements or confidentiality agreements, and now with the internet, they're just pulling these contracts off of the internet, and
exactly
either half of them aren't, you know, just from personal experience being a small business owner and taking some legal courses in the past, you know, a lot of these contracts I don't even sign, and I tell them that I'm not going to sign it because it's too generic or it's too constraining. I mean, we've gotten some contracts where it's like, well, if I sign this contract, I got to close my business tomorrow because I can't, you know, it's basically it's going to prohibit me from trying to get any other clients. because it's just too broad.
Right. And generally what I find when I'm talking to small business owners, it's surprising how many of them say, I've never had a legal issue, and therefore I don't expect to have one. It's just a matter of, not the fact that they did not have legal issues, but I always say, if you had a cousin or a brother, and he or she was an attorney, how many times would you be calling them? You would call them for anything you possibly think of. Because I know when I was growing up, I was an Army brat. And the slightest sniffle or whatever, we were going to the hospital. Why? Because it didn't cost anything. But since I was an adult and now I'm paying for it, I don't treat the medical field so lightly. It's the same thing with legal field. If you have assets where money's not an issue, you will use that a lot more than you would otherwise.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you just any of them in general, I mean, a lot of people don't. You know, they might say they haven't had a legal issue, but it might have been they just either didn't know about it or they chose to ignore it, versus looking at what legal rights that they had.
Exactly.
And I think that's true for a lot of business owners. They, you know, you have a contract dispute, and if you got a contract dispute, I mean, most of the time you try to resolve it yourself without getting a lawyer involved, because you know that's going to cost you a lot of money.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously that I think is a big difference as well for a lot of businesses.
Right, especially in this economy and this climate, there's a cottage industry that's going up around us where people are looking to sue small businesses in particular, just because. I mean, we all heard about the florist and the baker who, due to their religious beliefs, they didn't feel that due to the religious belief that they could perform this particular service for this particular people, they were put out of business or threatened with being put out of business just for that. If they were members of Legal Shield, they would have representation with no out-of-pocket expense. That's another really important service that we provide for small businesses, because with that growing industry where people are going out looking for small businesses to target to just file any kind of frivolous lawsuit, that's very important for a business owner not to worry about where I got to come out of pocket with this to defend my rights.
Exactly. And I think that's the case for a lot of businesses. It's this day and age, you know, you always get a lot of people, you know, they threaten to sue or I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. But, some of them do. Some of them just use that as an empty threat to get something out of a business.
Oh yeah.
And I, you know, for business owners, it's important to have an answer to that. You know, what are you going to do so you don't, you know, so you're not sweating it out that somebody might file a lawsuit against you, where, you know, you can easily hand them a piece of paper that says, you know, if you want to discuss legal issues about my company, here's my attorney.
Exactly.
And I guarantee you, most people are not going to call.
Exactly. I mean, recently, Starbucks is being faced with a record frivolous lawsuit by this person who had who feel that they needed more ice in the iced coffee. How you know? I mean, and she asked for like hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, does she expect to get that? No. But 50 grand, it might please her to just to get that. But this, you're talking about Starbucks, but if this was a small company, that could be a very, very serious issue.
And in some of my businesses, we've had, you know, employees that were terminated that felt they were terminated wrongfully and losses that went, you know, had to hire attorneys, and it cost us probably more than a couple of grand just to do that. And, you know, I don't think the person ever had, you know, they hired an attorney that was representing on their behalf, but I don't think they would have ever actually went to court. But, mm-hmm. you know, we had that whole thing hanging over our heads for a mm-hmm. whole year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over, you know, a couple thousand dollars, they decided they wanted to get 60. So, you know, so you always hear the stories, and, you know, you have insurance, which protects you if you have come out of pocket for any liability, if you are deemed liable. But until you get to that point, mm-hmm. the insurance company doesn't always cover the legal fees.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people, they don't understand. Yeah, I got insurance, and that's like a medical profession. Yeah, I have that insurance that covers my malpractice, but there's a lot of gray area, and there's a period of time that may not come into effect. And do they offer lawyers to go and argue for you outside of the realms of the hospital? Because sometimes, even like with teachers, there's examples of from teachers trying to break up fights or kids on the schoolyard. when that parent of that child goes after that teacher, does that school protect that teacher? Some cases not. Then what are you going to do? If that teacher is a member of Legal Shield, she won't have to worry about that because she will have her own attorney protecting her rights outside of the rights of the school or any other employer.
Yeah, and I think that, again, goes back to contract review. When you're signing a contract, if you're performing any services on behalf of a client, for example, as a business owner, is there a clause in the contract that indemnifies you from wrongdoing? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if your client gets sued, that you don't also get sued. Because we've had Sterling Rose, my current company, it's very straightforward. So we haven't, and it's a new, you know, only a 2-year-old company. So we haven't had too many issues. But with my other businesses, I've, especially being less experienced back then, I've had a couple of other ones, but we were on the opposite side of it too. I mean, we had debt collectors go after personal assets of business owners. And you think, okay, if you're a business owner, right, you're protected because it's a corporation. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the case either. I mean, you know, they didn't pay an invoice. I mean, we had a case where company didn't pay an invoice. That collection company went after the owners of the company, and they went after the vendors. Mm-hmm. So actually the vendor ended up paying twice. It was a large company, so they didn't want the headache. So they paid twice for that service. They paid their client, which didn't pay us, then they paid us directly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, that client went out of business, so they weren't getting that money back. So, you know, again, same thing. It's goes back to contracts and just having somebody there that can help you answer those questions and help you put together the right contracts to begin with, represent you in case there is a contract dispute or there is some kind of dispute.
Exactly. And also I found that in our business, in service businesses, where it could be a connection, like a person who's providing service to, say, a real estate agent. They're working on a close of a house. That real estate agent, he or she could do her job, but then it's the other contractors that come in, like the pest control or the person who goes in and check and see if the house is livable or if it having kind of structural issues or anything like that. He or she could miss something. And then that buyer buys that home, and now there's issues with it. Now she's looking at, should she go after the real estate agent or the other contractors tied with that process? And generally, it's going to come down with what's their possible success rate and how much money can they get out of the real estate agent or the other contractors. And depends on if you're protected, then you'll have a less of a bullseye on your back, and that person who's looking to sue, they would go around you and go at the person who has less protection and maybe a bigger loss of vulnerability.
Great, thank you, Antonio. We're talking today with Antonio, owner and CEO of Arquette Associates, and we're going to be right back after this short break.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Does your business need a loan or investors? Are you ready to grow and succeed? Then you need to call Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Call Sterling Rose Consulting Corp at 470-238-9097 for more information or to schedule your free business consultation.
And we're back. Again, we're talking with Antonio, owner and CEO of Arquette Associates, and we were discussing legal issues facing businesses, but I know another big part of what Legal Shield does is personal identity theft protection. So I wanted to, and one of the services that you offer, so I want to talk a little bit about that. Obviously, with everything being cyber now, it's coming to light a lot more, you know, companies getting hacked, personal information being leaked. I mean, the IRS itself claimed, I don't know how many tax returns were compromised. Mm-hmm. And just overall, I mean, I was looking at some numbers and the IRS found more than 19 million suspicious tax returns and they stopped more than 63 billion in fraudulent refunds. You know, so you're not talking just about somebody stealing your credit card, but somebody stealing your tax refund. And there's still over 5.8 billion in tax refunds that were paid out to fraudsters. So you have all of those issues as well. And so just identity theft, again, everything cyber, all the data out there is being exchanged over the internet. a lot of people now are starting to look at that as much more of a serious issue.
Exactly, it is. I mean, you think about 10 years ago, people wouldn't even think about identity theft.
You're worried about people stealing your mail.
Exactly. But now it's like a part of life. I mean, identity theft is like the top rated white crime in the nation. And what I talk to people about is not just so much as what you do. I mean, yeah, you could chop up your paper and not do anything on the internet. But what does the people who have information, what are they doing? Because we all heard about like data breaches with Home Depot, even with a lot of municipalities. Your information's out there. Your social security number's out there. What Legal Shield does with our relationship with Quarrel, which is one of the top rated world renowned forensic accounting firms, what we do, we not only look at the financial identity of individual, because another thing that people understand that identity theft in regards to financial is just makes up less than 25% of total identity theft. The other identity theft is related to documents, where it has to do with Social Security, Medicare, DMV, or this your persona. Your persona and you are more at risk than your financial information. Because people want to get jobs. People want to get medical care that they may not be otherwise qualified to get. People want to get access to your tax returns, as you referred to. That has nothing to do with financial. People want to get jobs in your name. Again, it has nothing to do with financial. With a Legal Shield and Crow, we can provide for the family $20 a month, complete coverage for their children up to 18 years of age, and a spouse. If you're individual, it could be less than $10 a month, and that's period. You have other identity theft providers that charge you per individual, but with Legal Shield, it's a one-time amount that covers your entire family. And in case a person is ever become a victim, Quarrel will go on their behalf via a limited power of attorney and resolve the situation and try to make them whole again. And we even back that up with a $5 million coverage. Means that from beginning to end of the process, you're covered, we'll take care of it with no out-of-pocket. And with the additional, with Legal Shield, with the legal side of it, because sometimes a identity theft issue turns legal. Legal Shield will come in and again take up that portion of it, still with no out-of-pocket or members, which is huge.
Yeah, and especially, you know, what I found a little disturbing when I was doing my research is that more than 30% of identity theft victims are children.
Exactly.
And that's, I think that's something that people don't really think about, right? Because, you know, your child, you know, doesn't have, I mean, they might have an ID, but that's about it. They don't have a bank account. They don't have any other type of accounts, yet there's still people out there. And I know it happened to my brother-in-law, and, you know, he had some medical issues. You go to find out that there's been somebody in Alaska using his social security number to get employment.
Right. I mean, I always carry around this favorite story regarding a child identity theft. This 16-year-old in Arizona, she had 13 credit accounts linked to her name, including three mortgages, over $30,000 in debt, number of other transactions. Now, all this came to was attached to a person 30 years old. When you understand that a person is given a social security number at birth, but they typically don't check it until they're 17 or when they get ready to enter the workforce, that's a huge time for a person to just create mischief. And with Legal Shield and Crow, they all covered. So we kind of protect the child during that vulnerable period, so these issues don't become an issue.
And I know, I remember reading a story last year about a woman that, you know, basically logged into her checking account one day and found that she had like almost, you know, $1 million had been deposited into her checking account. And that, you know, and I read a follow up story to it that said it actually cost her about $75,000 to undo the whole thing. And, you know, and it was, you know, somebody didn't even take money from her. Somebody, you know, accidentally put money in her account. So So what are some ways that people can protect themselves, their businesses and their children from identity theft?
Of course, there's a traditional way of just being careful of your personal identity, your personal information. If you're at home, have a shredder. If you can, constantly monitor your credit. It's amazing. I mean, people do not get to look at their or take the time to look at their credit report. Persons are, particularly in Georgia, they allow one free credit report each year. On top of that, of course, call me, get to get Legal Shield to have all of your stages of identity covered. But going back to the business owner, we have a voluntary group benefit where they could provide legal services, identity theft protection for the employees. Because what this does, it provides value to the businesses. And also, right now, when the insurance company goes and look at their records and they see all these people taking off work, that's going to be a cost issue for them, because individuals taking off work, because not necessarily because they're sick, because they have these issues that they're trying to handle at home, identity theft, a traffic issue, a mortgage issue. They don't have traffic issue or mortgage issues, time's off. So these individuals are taking time off, or they're using time at work to handle these issues. So for the business owner, depends on what their size is, from $40, $89, $145, they could have their business, not only the business covered, but they could offer this at a group rate to the individual employees at no additional cost to them.
And what other benefits do your clients see from having legal representation?
First of all, peace of mind. They get a will, which is huge. I mean, if you think about the recent news in regards to Prince, he died. He died without a will. And that's pretty amazing, because this man was like worth $500 million plus. And in the state of Minnesota, if a person dies without a will, well, in his case in particular, over half of his estate is going to be divided up between the state and the federal government, which is almost insane. But in real life, over 55% of American citizens do not have wills of adult age, largely because they think it costs too much money. But they can have our service and won't cost anything. Secondly, the ability to call the attorneys and get their questions, their doubts answered without having to worry about costs. In the case that they ever name their lawsuit, they don't have to worry about how much it's going to cost them, because they're covered. God forbid if their teenage child is out there caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, that they will have the peace of mind knowing that their child has a car that they could call the attorney up 24/7 and be able to get counseling, what to do, how to do it. And in the case, if they ever, again, God forbid, they're involved in a vehicular homicide, they don't have to worry about how much is this going to cost to protect my child, to defend my child's rights. If, of course, that the child isn't under the influence or anything like that, they're covered. We live in a litigious environment, litigious society, and everything's law. You just got to be sure that you have protection in case you ever have an issue, that you don't have to worry about how much it's going to cost me to protect my rights for a business owner or as an individual.
Yeah, I think that's very important, because obviously, you know, most, again, lawyers are expensive. I think that's what keeps a lot of people from getting the help, the legal help that they need, is just a matter of cost. And obviously this provides them an avenue to be able to get the legal help that they need. Because a lot of times you do get, you know, your insurance company does cover you for a good amount of things, but that's if it's something that's coverable. And how do you, up until the point that the insurance company decides that they have a liability, mm-hmm. sometimes they don't get involved. Mm-hmm. And that's usually, in my experience, has been when it's been a large liability.
Oh, even in that example, if something happens to your home, you have insurance, but what's to say that the insurance company want to pay you out? Then what do you do?
Exactly.
If you have Legal Shield, you get your lawyer to write them a letter and resolve it. So then you don't have to worry about that and going back and forth with their attorneys. Or if you have a medical bill, you know, the clinic or the practitioner, now they're trying to look at their bottom line. But who's looking out for your bottom line and your rights? if you ever stopped on the road for a moving violation, a ticket or whatever, attorney is going to cost you about $300 plus. Or you're going to worry about that, or you're just going to go down and just pay the ticket. Even though you may be in the right, you just think that you can't afford to protect your rights. With Legal Shield, you can afford to protect your rights.
Yeah, you hear that all the time. Somebody gets any sort of ticket, and it's like, well, it's not worth the hassle. Try to go to court and be present and take a day off of work and everything else. And mostly as the time, I mean, it's, you know, if you have to be in court for a day, you got to take a day off work. For most people, like, well, it's not worth $200, $300, $400 for me to take a day off work and go and hire a lawyer and try to get this resolved. So they just go ahead and paid the ticket, and now they're, you know, next year they renew their insurance and their insurance goes up because they have a ticket on their record. And
exactly.
You know, so there's definitely, and I think that, you know, from my experience, and that happens with business owners, happens with, you know, with individuals that just are not aware of what their legal rights are within the system. And trust me, the prosecutors, if you're sitting in a courtroom, the prosecutor knows exactly what the law is. You know, you're not definitely. You're not there representing yourself against another person. You're there, and you know, you're if you got a speeding ticket, you're there and you're facing the judge and the prosecutor. So, and they know every detail of the law.
They know their side of it. You know, because they're there to protect their side. And if you don't know what your side is, then that's kind of like a you problem. You know, then they're going to tell you, well, you know, you should know this, you know, they don't do that. And like I say, everything is law now. I mean, even dealing with wills, dealing with marriage certificates, you know, I went through so many people that want to get a divorce, but can't afford to get a divorce. And, you know, it's just like, it all comes down to the bottom line. Can I afford to get my rights protected? With Legal Shield, you can, because we offer so many services that cost nothing out of pocket, including uncontested divorce.
Great. So before we close out the show here, I did have one last question. Are there any special plans to grow Arquette Associates in the next 5 years?
Oh, definitely. As people become more and more conscious, not only identity theft, but also law and how it applies to them. Because in Europe, they're required in most countries to have some kind of legal protection or legal services. We're still very much in our infancy here. I mean, we're at like 3% market saturation. And I definitely looking at expanding more and more, talking to individuals, getting on programs such as this, talking to business owners and offering these services to their employees. Because right now, if you look at through Benefit Brokers, magazines, publications, legal services and legal benefits are on the rise. Identity theft protection benefits are on the rise. And other obscure, non-traditional services are on the rise when it comes to legal, when it comes to employee benefits. So I definitely plan on being a part of that rise.
Great to hear. And thank you, Antonio, for becoming a guest on our show. And you know, everybody really needs to think seriously about those legal issues and what that can cost you and how you can mitigate that for relatively small monthly fee.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Strategic Insights Radio, Vlad Ruse of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp., and Antonio Little L. Strategic Insights Radio is sponsored by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. For a free download of a white paper based on the subject of identity theft and the importance of legal representation for small businesses, you can check out Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. You can find their contact information through Gwinnett Business Radio. X.com. You'll also be able to find out more information about our guest, Antonio Little L, as well as the sponsor, Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. You can also call Vlad Ruse directly at 470-238-9097. Future downloads of this show are available on iTunes and SoundCloud. Until next time, we'll see you right here on Strategic Insights Radio.